Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're marching towards St. Patrick's Day, and that means Irish music is on the forefront. And we're going to start out with a band that got it all started. They came over in the 50s looking for fame and fortune as actors, and they ended up influencing generations of Celtic music musicians throughout the world. They are, of course, Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem.
Rowdy the autumn, the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Fleetly the steed by Loch's Willy is bounding to join the thick squadrons on Seymour's green vale. On every mountaineer, strangers to flight or fear, rush to the standard of dauntless red hue. Monarch and Galore lass, thrown from each mountain pass, onward for Erin O'Donnell of Prince O'Neill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. 1,000 proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing in the borderers brave from the banks of the Van. Many a heart shall quail under its coat of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue. When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, till Connor's dread war cry, O'Donnell of Oo. Wildly or Desmond, the war wolf is howling, fearless the eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city is growling, and all who would scare them are banished or slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the old fight again, sons of Tyrconnell.
The minstrel boy to the war is gone. In the ranks of death you will find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild harp slung behind him. Land of song, say the warrior bard, though all the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful harp shall praise thee. Minstrel fell, but the foeman's chain could not bring that proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its cords asunder. And said, no chain shall sully thee, thou soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free, they shall never sound in slavery.
It's a brave young pikeman, and his story we will tell. His name was William Wren, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilmore Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook the fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, bold brave and undaunted, with strong Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway as we went down, he met the Mayor of Cashel on my right side of the town. The Mayor he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is William Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold brave and undaunted, was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, beautiful to mind, and when she saw her way, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, back to me that company as soon as well as you. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. Why, young Brennan on the moor,
Goodly news, goodly news, do I bring you the port. Goodly news shall you hear, Barbie man. For the boys march at dawn from the south to the north, led by Kelly, the boy from Killan. Tell me who is the giant with the gold curling hair, he who rides at the head of your band. 7 feet is his height with some inches to spare, and he looks like a king in command. All my boys, that's the pride of the bold chandeliers, among the greatest of heroes of man. Fling your beavers aloft and give 3 ringing cheers for John Kelly, the boy from Callan. And the Scarties in flames and all Wexford is one, and the Marrow tomorrow we will cross. On the hill or the town we have planted a gun that will batter the gateway cross. All the boatmen and bargeymen will march o'er the heath with brave Harvey to lead in the van. But the foremost of all in the grim gap of death will be Kelly, the boy from Callan.
But the gold sun of freedom grew dark in that Ross, and it set by the Slaney's red waves, and poor Wexford stripped naked hung high on a cross, with her heart pierced by traitors and slaves. Glory o to her brave sons who died for the cause of long downtrodden man.
Glory o to Mount Leinster's own darling and bride, Dauntless Kenny, the boy from Killan.
Was down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair o'died, when Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum, no battle drum was sounded straight and true, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out a flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Sohflar's Sodell Bar. And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in from the foggy dew. 'Twas England bid our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with Valera true, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, 'neath the hills of the foggy. Solemn bell rang mournfully and clear. for those who died at Easter tide in the springing of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy.
Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me vocal, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, make you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
Then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
Out of many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Rumors ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
All along the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Did to every foe and traitor forward strike the marching tune. And an army buys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon. And an army buys for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we are ramping up for St. Patrick's Day, and I can think of no better way than to get into the mood than to have a solid hour of the Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem. They are the band that started it all in the mid-20th century. They are the benchmark for every Irish folk band and Scottish band and what have you in the Celtic world going forwards. They are the great granddaddies of what you hear today. In most of all Irish music, they made it popular. And that was our Irish Freedom Set, or you could call it just a bunch of rebel songs. And we started out there with O'Donnell Abu, then we went to Thomas More's Minstrel Boy, then Brendan on the Moor, Kelly the Boy from Killarn, Foggy Dew, and we ended up there with The Rising of the Moon. And that was the title of actually their first album back in 1956. Well, next we move on to just a bunch of songs that we don't really have a title for this segment. So it's just a potpourri of Clancy Brothers songs, with Tommy Makem, of course. And we're going to start out here with one of their more famous tracks, The Galway Races.
As I roved out through Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, my mind been elevated. There was multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. My eyes began to dazzle and they going to see the yep. races. Hey. With me whack, all the dope, all the diddly-idly. There was passengers from Limerick and more from Tipperary, the boys from Connemara and the Clare unmarried maidens, and people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations.
Oh, wait me whack, pull the dough, pull the diddly idly.
It's there you'll see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, and lozenges and oranges and lemonade and raisins, and gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crew bean for thruppence to be picking while you're able. It's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers, and they trippin' on the daisies, and others crying cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockeys and the price and horses' ages.
Let me whack, follow the dough, follow the diddly-idly.
It's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted on so stately, the blue, the pink, the orange and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for start and all the horses seemed impatient, I thought they never stood on ground, their speed was so amazing.
Oh, red, they whack, follow the dough, follow the diddly-idly.
And there was half a million people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but fortune, hospitality, in juice and fresh acquaintance.
Oh, with me whack, follow the dough, follow the diddly-idly. Oh, with me whack, follow the dough, follow the diddly-idly.
To her said I, young lady, my donkey he will carry too. Well, seeing as how you have a donkey, to the Dingle Fair I'll ride with you. Now when we reached the town of Dingle, I took her hand to say goodbye, when a tinker man stepped up beside me, and he belted me in my left eye.
Keep your hands up, Red Hill Mary, or I will soon be wet. We'll see the priest this very morning. Tonight they lie in a merry bed.
Now I was feeling kind of peevish, me poor owl, I was sad and sore, when I gently tapped him with me hobnails, and he flew back through to Murphy's door.
Keep your hands up, Red and Mary, or I will soon be with. We'll see the priest
man came around the corner. He said, young man, you've broke the law. When the donkey kicked him in the kneecap, and he fell down and broke his jaw.
Keep your hands up, Red and Mary, or I will soon be wet.
We'll see the priest this very morning. Tonight we'll lie in a merry bed.
Then he went off to find his brother, the biggest man you ever did meet. When he tapped me gently with his knuckles, and I was minus two front teeth.
Keep your hands up, Red and Mary, or I will soon be wet.
We'll see the priest this very morning. Tonight we'll lie in the merry bed.
Now the red-haired girl, she kept on smiling. I'll go with you, young man, she said. We'll forget the priest this very morning, and tonight we lie in Murphy's shed.
Keep your hands up, Red and Mary, or I will soon be wet.
With Red, the priest this very morning. Tonight we lie in Murphy's shed.
Now through the fair we roam together, my black boy and her red hair, smiling gaily at the tinker. And may God we were a handsome pair.
Keep your hands up, Red and Mary, for and I will soon be wed.
We'll forget the priest this very morning,
but tonight we'll lie in Murphy's shed.
Rover, come over the hill, down through the land so shady. He whistled and sang till the greenwoods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Ah-dee-doo, 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 ah-dee-doo. He whistled and he sang till the greenwoods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fond lover, she left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy rover.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
Her father settled up his fastest steed, roamed the land all over, sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo-da-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river glade, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
He is no gypsy, my father, she said, but lord of these lands all over, and I will stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover.
Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled
whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Yes, indeed, the Clancy Brothers with Tommy Makem there. Some of my favorite songs they did over the years. They actually started out recording together in 1956. The group as a unit separated themselves in 1969, and then Makem and Clancy went on for many years up until about 1988 as a duo. But we're featuring the originators right here, Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, all this hour on Celtic Cafe as we're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. And we've got more music from the originators, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Low, sailing for the lowlands low.
ready with priming. We'd our galliot gun, muskets and pikes in good order. We should be riddled, captives would be none, death or else the lowlands low.
The lowlands low, lowlands low, death or else the lowlands low.
A pirate approached us many leagues from shore. We fought and we sunk him in good order. He'll go a-roving, plundering no more, sailing for the lowlands low.
The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low.
We smuggled out the wild geese, put them safe ashore. Then we unloaded our cargo. A fair wind is blowing, we're headed for Dunmore, sailing from the lowlands low.
The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing from the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing from the lowlands low.
Grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee, I have shipped on a Yankee sailing ship. Davy Crockett is her name, and Burgess is the captain of her, and they say she is a floating hell.
So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
The sun is on the harbor, love, and I wish I could remain. For I know it will be some long time before I see you again.
So fare thee well, my when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
The Scots.
Yes, indeed. Again, it's Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem all this hour on Celtic Cafe. And we had a sea shanty or Songs of the Sea set there. We opened up with Heave Away My Johnny, The Lowlands Low, Leaving of Liverpool, and of course, The Pub Where All Sailors End Up, The Holy Ground. Now, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, in the 50s, they were trying to break into acting, tried to go to Hollywood, but their car broke down, so they ended up in New York City, on and off Broadway. Eventually, they put out an album in 1956, which I talked about, which was The Rising of the Moon. All of a sudden, their musical gigs were outstripping their roles they were getting, so they tended to gravitate all the gigs that they were getting. And they got their big break in 1961 when they were scheduled to play on the Ed Sullivan Show. One of the acts wasn't available, and they got 15 minutes. Again, 15 minutes of fame with the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. Now we're going to go to Tommy Makem himself with the Clancy Brothers, but this is one of his signature tunes, and it's called The Cobbler.
Oh, my name is Dick Darby. I'm a cobbler. I served my time at the old camp. Some call me an owl agitator, but now I'm resolved to repent. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, oh. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, eh. With me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lobstone keeps betting away. Now my father was hung for sheep-stealing, my mother was born for a witch, my sister's a dandy housekeeper, and I'm a mechanical switch. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, oh. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, eh. With me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lobstone keeps betting away. This 40 long years I have travelled, all by the contents of my pack, my hammers, my awls, and my pincers, I carry them all on my back. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, oh. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, eh. With me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lobstone keeps betting away. Now my wife, she is humpy, she's lumpy. My wife, she's the devil, she's black. And no matter what I may do with her, her tongue, it goes clickety-clack. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, oh. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, eh. With me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lobstone keeps betting away. It was early one fine summer's morning, a little before it was day, I dipped her three times in the river, and carelessly bade her good day. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, oh. With me ing-twing of an ing-thing of a night, eh. With me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lobstone keeps betting away.
The vessel I port largue, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, be Venus, quince out lar on, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, be lana teeth of an all on, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, mother's miche gola slant, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, August daily ban or all on, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, August ro hibber a dorn, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, near Evan winter sasta, fall down, fall deep, fall the dead I lum, on your hour the rock. La hosta, fall down, fall deep, fall dead, I lum. Oh, All right, son, carry a mark. Fall down, fall deep, fall the dead alum. Muggis towered, calling bralum. Fall down, fall deep, fall the dead alum. You may tree the marnum. Fall down, fall deep, fall the dead alum. Oh, we can tipper a dorm. Fall down, fall deep, fall the dead alum.
Liam Clancy there on vocals with Tommy Makem on Tin Whistle on Portalarge, which means Waterford, the town or city of Waterford. Before that, we heard from Tommy Makem with his signature track, The Cobbler. And as a matter of fact, my great-great-grandfather was a cobbler, an Irish immigrant cobbler in Providence, Rhode Island in the mid-19th century. And we would be remiss if we didn't finish off the show with a little drinking songs. We're going to open up here with the real old Mountain Dew. Then we're going to Finnegan's Wake. We're going to finish up the drinking set there with Parting Glass, but close out the show with Home Boys Home, with the number one folk band from Ireland of all time, the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
The grass is growing, water's flowing, a free and easy way. But give me enough of the fine old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Oh, peelers all from Donegal, Galway and Leitrim too. We'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the real old Mountain Dew. At the foot of the hill there's a neat little still where the smoke curls up to the sky. By the smoke and the smell you can plainly tell that there's putchine brewing nearby. For it fills the air with odor rare and betwixt both me and you. When home you roll you can take a ball or a bucket of the Mountain Dew. Now learned men who use the pen wrote your praises high. This sweet poutine from Ireland's green, distilled from wheat and rye. Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills of pagan or Christian dew. Take off your coat and free your throat with the real old Mountain Dew. Hi, diddly di 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 dum diddly do di diddly di day. Hat a diddly di di dum diddly do di dum diddly do di diddly di day. Hat a diddly di di dum diddly do di dum diddly di diddly di day. Hat a diddly di di dum diddly do di dum diddly di diddly di day.
Tim Finnegan Luden, walking street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. He'd a beautiful brogue, so rich and sweet, and a rise in the world he carried a hot. You see, he'd a sort of a tippling way, with a love for the liquor poor Tim was born. To help him on with his work each day, he'd a drop of the crater every morn.
Wipe from the dad out and stay a partner, wipe the flow your brother's shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
One morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the lather and he broke his skull, so they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet, they laid him out upon the bed, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head.
Whack from the dan out and stay a partner, wipe the floor, your brother's shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
His friends assembled at the wake and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First they brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? And a Tim of warning, why did you die? And a howl your gob, said Paddy McGee.
Whack for the dan out and stay a partner, wealth the floor, your brother's shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
And Biddy O'Connor took up the job. Oh, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the gob, and she left her sprawling on the floor. When the war did soon engage, was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began.
Whack for the dan out and stay a partner, wealth the floor, your brother's shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
then Mickey Maloney raised his head when a noggin of whiskey flew at him. It missed and fallen on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. Tim revived, see how he rises, Timothy rising from the bed. Says, whirl your whiskey around like blazes, Tonamon Deal, do you think I'm dead?
Whack, Father Dano, dance to your partner, wilt the floor your brother's shake. Wasn't it the truth, I told you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
That e'er I spent, I spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I had are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call, good night and joy be with you all.
God bless.
And it's home by home.
Home, I'd like to be home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny elm tree, they're all a growing green in me own country. It's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny elm tree, they're all a-growing green in me own country. It's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny elm tree, they're all a-growing green in me own country. It's home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny elm tree, they're all a-growing green in me own country. Home, boys, home. Home, I'd like to be home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny elm tree, they're all a-growing green in me own country.
company and a country, they're all a growing green in the home country.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.